Strange Adventure.
Robert Kent, president of the Amalgamated Mining Company, tried to show complete composure as he faced the irate young man seated across the desk from him.
Mr. Hall, I know you think we haven't done as we promised with the money you invested, but you know how difficult it is to get materials. However, we received word that everything is finally being shipped, so we'll be in production in a very short time.
Look, don't tell me that. I checked with every company you claim to have ordered from, and not one of them ever heard of you. My money is in your pocket, and I know it. I want it back.
Well, I could explain that, Mr. Hall. But I see you're in no mood to be reasonable. If you have the receipt I gave you and I took your money, I'll give you a check and pick it up.
Hall handed over the receipt, and Kent wrote out a check.
Mr. Hall, I want you to know that I bear no grudge. How about having a drink with me to just to show there are no hard feelings?
Hall accepted. Robert Kent stepped to the liquor cabinet. Keeping his back to Hall, he mixed two drinks, putting strong but tasteless poison in one of the glasses. The poison worked fast. Hall had barely finished his drink and placed the glass on the table when he slumped in his chair, gasping for his last breath. Kent tore up the check he had just given Hall. He washed the glass and polished it carefully to remove all traces of poison, then poured a little whiskey into it and pressed it against Hall's inert fingers for prints. He smiled with great self-satisfaction as he replaced the glass on the table. Now, no one could suspect the drink had been poisoned. That done, he telephoned the coroner. When Inspector Jonathan Hawke, accompanied by the coroner, arrived at Kent's office, the killer had mentally rehearsed his story of Hall's death. He answered the inspector's questions confidently.
You see, Inspector, Mr. Hall came up to see me about investing some money. We talked the matter over, then had a drink to celebrate the closing of the deal. We were sipping our drinks when suddenly Mr. Hall put his hand to his chest. He said something about a heart attack, then dropped back into his chair. There was positively nothing I could do.
Kent smiled smugly as Hawk examined the glass Hall had used. The inspector's face was grim as he replaced the glass on the table.
Mr. Kent, I'm holding you for the murder.
Jonathan Hawke faced the astonished confidence man.
Yes, Mr. Kent, I'm holding you for the murder of this man. You told me he had been drinking from this glass just before he passed out and you two had not touched it. If that had been so, there would have been lip prints around the rim.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Big Game, our next tale of strange adventure.